All right, we're continuing to put on the first piece of armor, the belt of truth. We've talked about the truth about God, who He is, what He's like, what He's done. We've talked about the truth about our sin. We've talked about the truth about who we are in Christ Jesus, the power that's working in us. And finally, I think it's good to focus a little bit on the truth about answered prayer. Now, I'm not suggesting that every time you put on the belt of truth, you quote all these verses or you say all these things. It's probably enough to say a few of these verses, a few of these things. Let the Holy Spirit be your guide. Don't get legalistic about this. But I just want to give you some of these prayer verses. And as we get our mind and heart filled with these verses, it builds our confidence that God really does hear and answer prayer. Satan, of course, would like to convince us that prayer is a powerless exercise. He'll like to remind us of all the times when we've asked for things and God didn't do anything about it. And, of course, what he'll try to get us to do is to trust those experiences or trust our feelings about prayer or trust times when we felt like God didn't do what we wanted him to do. And, of course, we're seeing at that point very shallowly. We're not really seeing things from God's perspective. There are many times when we pray for things, and as Christians, we underline everything with, "But Lord, if you know better, if you've got a better plan, that's what I want." We may not say those words, but that should be the attitude of our heart, because often we pray without really understanding what's best for the situation. We want God to do what's right and what's best, even when we don't know personally exactly what to ask for. Having said that, here are some verses that you might want to mention as part of your putting on the armor of the belt of truth. 2 Chronicles 7:14. "If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Psalm 34:15-17. "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." Psalm 37:4-5. "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Psalm 50:15. "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and you shall glorify me." Psalm 86:5-7. "For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon you, for you will answer me." Psalm 145:18-19. "The Lord is near unto all them that call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them." Isaiah 55:6. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Jeremiah 33:3. "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." Matthew 7:7-11. "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to them who ask him? Matthew 18:19. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 21:22. And all things, whatever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Luke 18:1-8. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray, and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge, who feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, who cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? John 14:13-14. And whatever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 15:7-8. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. John 16:23-24. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Romans 8:26-27. Likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Philippians 4:6-7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. 1 Timothy 2:8. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. James 4:2-3. You have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. James 4, 7 and 8. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. 1 John chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. And whatever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave his commandment. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Now, obviously, I'm not suggesting that you try to quote all these verses every time you put on the belt of truth. I certainly don't. But you may be impressed to use some of them more than others. And as you commit more and more of these to memory, which I urge you to do, you'll be building a powerful defense against the enemy's attack. Just let the Holy Spirit be your guide.